This is Jay Sekulow coming to you from Strasbourg, France. A 23-year-old converts from Islam to Christianity. Now they're threatened to be sent back to Syria. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast coming to you from the offices of the European Center for Law and Justice in Strasbourg, France. We've been, as I mentioned on the broadcast early in the week, we've been traveling for the last 5 weeks. We've been in the Middle East. I've been in Israel on the border of Syria, on the border with Lebanon. We've been to the border of Jordan. We've been also through France, Switzerland, Germany, and just actually finished up just the other day an event here at the university with the president of the European Court of Human Rights at our program with Regent University, where we're training students from around the world on issues of global religious freedom. And it is global indeed, because there is a rising threat. We've talked about it on this broadcast this week, and it is serious. And folks, you're not getting this information anyplace else, because it's really a bit under the radar screen. But when you're involved, as we are, on an international basis, we have offices right here in Strasbourg and lawyers throughout Europe. When you find out about events taking place in the United Nations, we know, because our European Center for Law and Justice is what's called an NGO, a non-governmental organization affiliated with the ECOSOC Committee of the United Nations. There is a bill, or it's actually a declaration, a resolution being proposed, what's called the defamation of religion. We talked about it earlier in the week, and folks, it's really serious, because what it does is makes basically the proclamation of anything against Islam an attempt to have it a national or international crime, if you will. It would be a violation of human rights and human dignity if the Islamic organizations, and by the way, there's a group that it's called the Organization of it's an organization of Islamic conference, and that conference contains about 47-48 Arab countries that are all Muslim, and they have a very similar agenda. And let's get into this broadcast and get into this discussion early, and that is Gregor Pupnik, who handles our European Center for Law and Justice offices here in Strasbourg. First to you, Gregor. Interestingly, because Justice Scalia, in an opinion 2 weeks ago, said America is at war with radical Islamicists. And that that created some politically incorrect overtones for some people. But the fact of the matter is, we're seeing moving right now in the United Nations shows how radical that element of Islam really is.
Yes, there is a real agenda, I would say, a real agenda to change the understanding of human rights and to make it, you know, move into the idea of, you know, the general concept of Islamic law and Sharia. The idea is to put it, to make the human rights compatible with Sharia law.
You just mentioned the Sharia law issue. We've been reviewing a brief that we submitted to the United Nations, and in it we've quoted the fact that, and this is something that's very troubling to me, that the Islamic countries are now wanting human rights defined in concert with, as deriving from, Sharia law. And if there's a conflict with Sharia law, then they recognize no human right. Well, Sharia law says if you change your religion, if you're an apostate, it's punishable by death.
Yes, absolutely. The declaration, you know, the Islamic Declaration of Human Rights, which is a separate instrument, says clearly that all human rights have their source in Sharia law. And Sharia law is a law above human rights, which means they can accept, you know, officially religious freedom, but each time according to what says Sharia law, which means...
And Sharia law is Islamic law, of course,
absolutely,
coming out of the Quran. Yeah. Pat Monahan, Senior Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, does a lot of overseas work as well, as here with us in Strasbourg. Pat, how serious is this threat right now with this defamation of religion issue on religious freedom? How serious is it?
Well, it's very serious, because we're going to start pushing the idea culturally that there's not an idea of religious freedom or for the individual. It's something that belongs to the religion. There's the possibility of oppression, and then there's also the open possibility that you can't even have religious discussion. Because if you want to take one issue in religion and you say that you're for this, you're automatically against that. And yet, if you bring this up, that we've always got defamation hanging over your head just for discussing a point.
Making Christianity and the proclamation of Christianity a crime, that's what's up right now at the UN. It's going to be a big hearing in September. We're going to be there. We're going to tell you more about that when we come back from the break. But folks, we've got a petition that we're engaging in right now. We want to make sure you send a message to the Human Rights Council and send it aggressively. Here's the phone number for you to call. Standing up to Sharia law, as Gregor just said, the idea that human rights would come within the context of Sharia law, which sounds absurd to us, that the Quran would be deciding what's a human right law. But that's exactly what the proposal is. We need to defeat it, and we need to defeat it now. Here's the phone number, 1-877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again, 1-877-989-2255. You can also go online to aclj.org. Back with more when we come back.
Around the world, Christians are under attack. In Iran, a couple is tortured for reading the Bible. Two men tried and convicted for possessing Christian books in Algeria. Examples of a growing global crisis. Christians targeted because of their faith. Now, one of the largest organizations inside the United Nations is making a bad situation worse. The Organization of the Islamic Conference at the UN is pushing a dangerous resolution called Combating Defamation of Religions. It's an anti-Christian measure, and it endorses what's taking place in many Muslim countries, where those who even speak about Islam are severely punished with imprisonment, even death. Now more than ever, Christians expressing their faith are now guilty of hate speech. The American Center for Law and Justice, along with its European affiliate, is sending a powerful message to this UN group. Its anti-Christian bigotry won't be tolerated. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on to this petition. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org. It happens every day. People log on to the website at the American Center for Law and Justice, aclj.org, for critical resource information, information that makes a difference. People like Kim from Utah, who turned to aclj.org for legal information that helped her son complete a project for school.
He was not being allowed to use a cross for one of his ceramic stamps, although it met all the criteria for that particular stamp. We went to your website and we printed up three different things on students' rights, religious freedom, and he was allowed to use this stamp.
Listen, we are thrilled that that has happened, and that's why we have that great information available at aclj.org.
The ACLJ stands ready to help you with the information you need most, whether it's on Jay Sekulow Live, the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, or online at the website for the American Center for Law and Justice. Check it out. Information that makes a difference. Online at aclj.org.
This is my right. A right given by God. To live a free life. To live in.
Everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. I'll tell you something, that song that we play as part of our theme song here at the broadcast on Jay Sekulow Live every day takes on a new meaning when you talk about a God-given right to live in freedom. But there is an attempt right now at the United Nations that is insidious in its scope, dangerous as to where it's going to go. And that is, they're calling this, by the way, the defamation of religion. And they want a resolution against the defamation of religion. Now, some of you are out there listening right now and saying, well, you know, we shouldn't defame religions. That's not nobody should be defaming a religion. But it means a lot more than that. Roger Kiska is a lawyer also with the European Center for Law and Justice. He's in Slovakia, but is handling cases throughout Europe and issues throughout Europe and Belarus. We're going to talk about that in a little bit later in the broadcast. But let's focus on this defamation of religion issue, Roger. Gregor just said moments ago, but before the break, that they are trying to have human rights law reinterpreted to be basically, if it's in accordance with the Quran, it stays in Sharia law. If it's not, it's out. And apostasy under the Quran, of course, is punishable by death. We've got an actual case in controversy on that right now.
Absolutely, it's true. You know, 10 of the states who have signed on to this aren't even signatories to the main human rights documents of the United Nations.
So let's stop right there. Understand this, folks, what Roger just said. Of the groups that have signed this, this Islamic organization, this Organization for Islamic Conference, this organization has signatories on it that are not even signatories to the human rights declarations that we know today.
It's 20% of them, in fact. So it's not a small number, and these are the fundamental documents of the United Nations. And to say that we want to now create a new right that completely prohibits freedom of speech in the area of religious speech is unbelievable.
Let me ask you this, Gregor, going back to you on this, because I think that's an important point, what Roger just said. And that is, you're here in Strasbourg at the offices. Obviously, the European Court of Human Rights is literally down the street, the European Parliament, Council of Europe, all within walking distance of here. When you look at the situation with this defamation of religion, Roger just said it'll impact the freedom of speech. So let me give you a concrete example. We've got a situation right now, I talked about at the beginning of the broadcast, where two converts from Islam to Christianity, they are now facing a potential deportation proceeding from the United Kingdom back to Syria. Now, if human rights, and Syria is a signatory to the Islamic organization, this Organization of Islamic Conference, under Sharia law, are these people deemed apostates because they left Islam?
Yeah, they are.
So what happens if you're an apostate and you left Islam, became a Christian, what's the penalty?
The real risk, you know, is to be killed. You know, this is a penalty, death or repentance.
And when you say repentance, that means deny your faith.
Absolutely.
Okay, Pat, when we talk about religious hostility in the United States, when we talk about a case where there's a denial of a fundamental right and you've got to go to court, that's one thing. But here you've got people literally facing a death sentence for simply, you mentioned this earlier, saying, this is what my religion teaches me. If you communicate that out there, that could be a violation punishable, as Gregor just said, by death.
Right. What we're dealing with here is our cultures and groups of people who have these strong beliefs, and sometimes the government just looks the other way, as you've got a kind of a mob enforcement, almost a lynch law in effect, so that when an individual converts, undergoes a conversion experience, you would see this here at home in America. It would be like, well, there might be some cold shoulders and maybe some not too polite Thanksgivings, but you live with it. And we're going into these are cultures in which they want to have total, almost a totalitarian view, and it's enforced culturally. Now, there might be different groups, but they will make war on the groups. And when an individual stands up and does this, and it's happening across the Middle East now, they are literally at risk. And it is important that we try to somehow or another enculturate ideas of tolerance, individual rights, and conscience among these people.
It used to be assumed, Roger, that the religious liberty protections that are enunciated in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, that are in constitutional law within the United States, that are within the European Convention and the Human Rights Protections, the Declaration of Human Rights, were to protect the individual rights. It seems to, we discussed this at the offices this week, and by the way, we've had our lawyers from Washington and our staff from Washington meeting with our European staff. This is a big issue, folks, with huge ramifications. Defamation of religion, they're trying to get a resolution from the General Assembly that basically outlaws the proclamation of the gospel. You could say it a lot of different ways. And the risk for some of these people is actually death if you do this. But we talked about this shift that's taking place, Roger, between an individual protection of religious liberty for the individual person and now saying you cannot speak out against Islam. And by the way, the only religion mentioned by name is Islam.
That's absolutely true. And if you look at the European Convention of Human Rights for us here in Europe, it's completely contrary to that, as well as to a great number of United Nations documents. This is completely out of the blue, and we're not talking about being sent back for just any normal type of execution. This is beheading in a public square. This is as draconian as it comes.
I want to underscore what he just said, folks. You are apostate. It's beheading in a public square, which they allow under their law, and we've got cases that we are working on right now. One, very serious. We mentioned it earlier in the week, where the people are actually facing a deportation to Syria. Now, if you look at Syria and the application of Sharia law that they have and how they've applied it, to send a convert, someone that came from Islam to Christianity, and send them back to Syria, what kind of sentence is that, Gregor, on this kind of, what is the risk that these people, these are human beings we're talking about, people that have contacted our office needing help, what's the risk to them if they go back to Syria?
The risk for them is to be, killed, even by their family sometime, by their neighbors. This is a risk not only in Syria. This is a risk for any Christian, any convert in any large Muslim country, and sometimes even in some Western countries which has a large Muslim minority. So it's a real risk, and this is a rule, if it's a kind of crime of honor,
right.
This is a rule. So it's death.
They call it a crime of honor, by the way. They think the execution, we've seen this happen in the United States recently in Texas, the execution by the head of the family against a Muslim daughter who dishonored the family or became a Christian, whatever it might be, it's punishable by death. This is what the Sharia teaches, and this is, Pat, this is part of the problem. We were talking about that at the meeting today.
And you see this happening at different times among Muslim communities in the United States that have moved to the United States. Think of what this pressure is like when you're in a country that's 95 or 99% Islamic
Muslim,
and they're talking about being the Sharia law.
Here's what we've got, folks. I want to encourage you to go to your phones right now. The phone number I'm going to give you is for you to sign on to a petition. This is countering this move by these Islamic organizations, second largest group inside of the United Nations is the Islamic, what they call the Organization for the Islamic Conference. They are the second largest group inside the UN. So this defamation of religion issue, which, by the way, is going to be front and center in September, and we will be there defending liberty and freedom for people that are literally going to be put to death over this, we need to hear from you. Here's the phone number right now. Add your name to this petition. Very important. Someone needs to stand up to these Islamic radicals. As Justice Scalia said, America is at war with radical Islamicists, and we don't want to candy coat it here. So you go to your phones right now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You add your name to that petition, or go to aclj.org. You can sign up online. And by the way, information posted online as well. Interesting article also coming out. I want to get everybody's comment quickly on this, where there are students, and we've had this in the United States, now in London, in England, where students are being disciplined because they refuse to bow down and pray to Allah as part of a class exercise. And Gregor, when you look at this idea that you could speak out against any conceivable religion, you brought up in one of the meetings, you said, in talking to one of the ministers and the ambassadors, that there's Christian persecution going on. They don't want to hear that. But if you talk about Islam, you cannot criticize Islam.
There is a real schizophrenia, I would say, in Western countries. They will never consider that they can be themselves, have not a disrespect for Christianity, but they will always consider that we have a large disrespect for Islam. And I don't understand, if you look clearly at the facts, it's obvious, we can say there is nowhere, where a Christian persecutes a Muslim, as they do
right
in their countries, it's a real risk. The question of the faith in Islamic countries is a question of death and life. Here in Western countries, you can be Christian and make your life. In those countries, it's a question of life and death.
This behavior has got to be condemned, and the Muslims need to condemn it. And until they do start condemning it in large numbers, we have got to speak up and encourage this kind of bold stand against this.
Well, they're moving aggressively. I appreciate your comments, but they're moving aggressively in the United Nations, and we've got to take a stand against it, folks, because this is really serious. They're calling it the defamation of religion. It's being sponsored by these Islamic countries, second largest group inside the UN. We need to hear from you on this. Make sure your voice is added, because as Pat just said, you've got to stand up to Islam here. The Muslims need to be, those that are, quote, moderate Islamic, they need to be standing up too, but their voices, it's not out there, because, folks, the fact of the matter is the radical elements of Islam is what's carrying the day. So you go to your phones right now, 1-877-989-2255. We're taking a stand against radical Islam, but more important than that, we're taking a stand for the proclamation of the gospel. And as Gregor just said, it's a life and death issue. We're holding a case in our hand where the people could go back to Syria because of this. So you go to your phones right now. It's 1-877-989-2255. Express your outrage by joining our petition, going to the Human Rights Council, making a voice heard. We're going to be there representing you and your interests to defend those that cannot defend themselves. Again, 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Back with more in just a moment.
Around the world, Christians are under attack. In Iran, a couple is tortured for reading the Bible. Two men tried and convicted for possessing Christian books in Algeria. Examples of a growing global crisis. Christians targeted because of their faith. Now, one of the largest organizations inside the United Nations is making a bad situation worse. The Organization of the Islamic Conference at the UN is pushing a dangerous resolution called Combating Defamation of Religions. It's an anti-Christian measure, and it endorses what's taking place in many Muslim countries, where those who even speak about Islam are severely punished with imprisonment, even death. Now more than ever, Christians expressing their faith are now guilty of hate speech. The American Center for Law and Justice, along with its European affiliate, is sending a powerful message to this UN group. Its anti-Christian bigotry won't be tolerated. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on to this petition. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C.,
it's one of the most popular Christian radio shows on the air. And ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo takes your questions about the issues that matter most to you and your family.
Let's go to Anna calling from California on line 6. Hi, Anna.
On the broadcast, Jay provides you with the answers you need to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms.
We got a team of lawyers working on this situation. We're going to get a successful resolution.
Now, there's a new and easy way to get the help you need from the American Center for Law and Justice. You can now send Jay your questions and comments via email. Just log on to the ACLJ website at aclj.org, and under the radio section, you can send Jay an email question straight to our radio studios. We want to hear from you. Send us your email questions. It's fast and easy. Send your email questions now. Simply log on to the website, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice, dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. We're coming to you from Strasbourg, France. In the studio with me is Gregor Pubnik. He is the basically running our European Center for Law and Justice out of here in Strasbourg, France, which, by the way, you got to put on running shoes to run this organization. Roger Kiska, senior person, also lawyer with the American Center for Law and Justice and our European Center for Law and Justice affiliate. And, of course, Pat Monahan, senior counsel for the ACLJ, has been on this broadcast many times. We're in Strasbourg, France. We've been here for about 10 days now, almost 2 weeks, been meeting with students, been meeting with a lot of government leaders, just had the president of the European Court of Human Rights in for an event. But, folks, there's an issue that we're concentrating on that's not getting a lot of media attention, but we're giving it attention, and that is this defamation of religion proposed by the Islamic countries. And let me tell you what they're trying to do: outlaw Christianity. The fact of the matter is they want to push Christianity, Judaism as we know it, into the sea, as if they don't just want to dominate, they want to be determinative of who else can speak, and that won't be you or me. And there are Christians facing unbelievable threats. You can imagine in Iran, Pat said this earlier, and I want to go back to it. We don't have the proportionality of the response when there's opposition to Islam usually ends up rioting in the streets or death. If somebody makes fun of or pokes fun at Christianity, we just kind of shrug it off. And sometimes you have to file a lawsuit to make sure you get your rights protected. But no one's being threatened with death. And this isn't just threats here. These people are being killed because of their faith. Simply converting from Islam to Christianity literally is a crime of life and death.
Right. And sometimes it's just a rumor. It's sort of a rule by mobocracy, if you want to have it. I mean, there's a rumor that somebody said something about a Quran,
right.
A rumor somebody did something, and then some innocent person somewhere else is suddenly attacked and killed. This kind of behavior has to be addressed. It has to be addressed nationally, and it has to be addressed internationally, and there is a need for religious people, and if they're, you know, if to speak out on this matter, and I mean every religious person has got to speak out about the rights of conscience, because if you want to worship in Texas or you want to worship in Saudi Arabia, you should be able to do it according to the rules of your faith. Right, there are enough people for you there. You shouldn't be persecuted because you wish to express your views of God and your thankfulness to God.
Well, I mean, in Algeria, you've got people that if they've got two Bibles on them, they're arrested immediately and facing, you know, jail because the two Bible means you were going to give one away. In Iran, if you convert from Islam to Christianity, literally is a death sentence. Here's what you need to understand, folks, though, and this is what's important. The ACLJ and the ECLJ are there at the UN, at these governmental bodies. The fact of the matter is, and I hate saying this, but it's true, the reaction from most people, most organizations on this has been pretty light. Gregor, you were talking about a big hearing that just took place at the UN regarding Algiers. And what happened there? I mean, there was no real outpouring. And there are people being arrested for carrying two Bible verses on. I'm not even talking about a Bible. I'm talking about Bible verses.
That's true. There was a review of the situation of human rights in Algeria at the UN. It was a really large review. Everybody can speak, every state can speak, and us as an NGO, we had the privilege also to address the ambassador of Algeria and to raise the issue of human rights. We were, and this is true, the only NGO addressing the Algerian ambassador on the issue of religious freedom. If you look to the last six months, two-thirds of the churches, Christian churches in Algeria, have been shut down by the government.
In the last 6 months, two-thirds of the Christian churches have been shut down in Algiers by the Algerian government.
Absolutely.
And been closed, and there's no outcry right now.
No, except us.
Yeah, I'll tell you some folks. And there are, of course, for the people there, this is a very difficult situation. Roger, you've been dealing with a lot of these issues for a long time. It seems to me I could tell a big difference between last year and this year, and I was here in February, March, but I could tell there's a heightened, this Islamization issue and this ability of fear to speak out against Islam has reached a proportion I've never seen before.
It's absolutely true, and the big issue is there's absolutely no reciprocity. The rights that are being sought here in Europe don't exist in the Middle East. If we go to Saudi Arabia with a Bible, it'll get shredded at the airport. And if you look at the watch list of the biggest violators of human rights, particularly religious rights, with the exception of North Korea, they're almost exclusively Muslim countries. We're talking beheadings, we're talking false imprisonments, torture. And there's just absolutely nothing being done by it.
There is a need for very sophisticated advocacy, folks, and that's what we're doing. We've brought our lawyers and our senior staff from Washington in here. We've been in meetings of all week. This is very serious. Obviously, we're taking it seriously. I don't want to see this persecution issue continue. The Human Rights Rapporteur, the Special Human Rights Rapporteur on Religious Freedom, is opposed to this defamation of religion issue, which is a good thing. But there's another one of the rapporteurs on the what's the other one, Gregor? There's another one that's in favor of it.
Racism, which is in favor, absolutely.
So the racism rapporteur is in favor of this prohibiting Christianity, basically, which is what they call this defamation of religion, but it's prohibiting anyone speaking out against Islam in any context. And that's the only example, by the way, they give in this entire resolution. And they may get this resolution through. I mean, we've got to fight this at the UN in September, but we have need a global response here that's got legal, that's got political, and that's got you involved. And folks, we need you to go to your phones right now and have your voice counted here. For those that cannot speak for themselves, it is that critical that we hear from you. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. We want you to sign this petition. We want to make sure that the Human Rights Council, you know, they encourage us as an NGO to let them know what our constituents are thinking. Well, we need to know what you think about this, and we want you to respond to it. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. You stand up, basically, you're standing up to the radical element of Islam that's trying to put this forward. But by the way, it's not just the radical countries. That's another thing I want to mention here and go to you first, Gregor. Some of the countries that have signed on to this committee, this conference, are not the radical countries. It's Jordan. It's some of the more moderate Arab countries. Are they doing this? We had a presentation a couple of days ago in the office about this. Are they doing this because the internal pressure from the radical elements within their own population is causing the problem?
It's true. Some of them do that because, you know, they cannot stand anymore the pressure of the Islamic part of the population. But I would say also some Western countries will not really oppose strongly because they have themselves a strong internal Islamic pressure. And this is also a danger. And I hope, you know, that the French president now, being the president of Europe,
Sarkozy,
and very involved in terms of, you know, the issue of immigration and things like that, would be strong on this issue for the next 6 months.
Roger, how serious do you think this issue is, the defamation of religion? How serious of an issue do you think this is right now?
I think this is absolutely top priority. It's setting a precedent throughout the globe that's superseding national laws, international laws. And as human rights lawyers, we're not even allowed into most of these countries. We're denied visas because we're Christian.
Yeah, and you actually went into Belarus on a very difficult mission because there's a fight for independence here. We've got very little time left to get into it. We didn't get into it today. We'll get into it in another program. But the fact of the matter is that what you just said, getting into the countries is difficult, but getting into the UN is not so difficult. And Pat, you know, a lot of people are listening to this broadcast and saying, oh, the UN, who wants to waste their time with them? And I understand the frustration, but the fact of the matter is it's not going away as an institutional body, and we've got to be there, even in those areas where sometimes it's not pleasant to be.
Right. We cannot abandon the field to the forces of intolerance. We must stand against them.
And we have to understand that international law, which comes from the UN, then after goes to national laws. So what is decided at the UN will be applied in other countries.
Yeah, let me reiterate this, folks. If the defamation of religion gets passed by as a resolution by the General Assembly, or frankly, if it gets out of the Human Rights Council, for that matter, as a resolution, can end up becoming the national laws of the various UN countries, which basically could mean this, that you have no right to hold another religion in, quote, disrepute. What does that really mean? You can't speak out against the Prophet Muhammad. You can't speak out against Islam. So this is what we're talking about. And the penalty for this, folks, is not you don't get to have your Bible study. study. It is death for a lot of people. And we've described this week some of the terrible torture that's going on right now. We're here in Europe. We've got a lot of our staff here. We're taking this very seriously. Hearings in September. And we're getting ready for that. We'll have a hearing in September at the UN and then at the Supreme Court in November. So it's a very busy fall and winter for us at the ACLJ and our European affiliates. But folks, we need you to go to your phones right now and add your name to this petition. Everybody that's listening to me needs to go to your phone right now and have your voice heard on this. You've heard from our lawyers from around the world. We need to hear from you right now. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. Let me give you the number again. It's very important for you to call and add your name to this petition, Standing Up to Islam. 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. That does it for today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.